I'm fucking stoked to chat though.
Oh yeah, for sure. I didn't. I you know we did the mic test last week, and I almost thought like you might as well chop that 20 minutes of recording into this. Like, we had like two good, interesting things. Like, I was bitching about t-shirt prices and shipping and Amazon, and like, I don't know, somebody might care about that for like 2 seconds.
As long as I didn't delete it. I think
I don't care either way. I was basically just bitching about shipping and handling because I tried to order two band shirts and shipping and handling was $30 and I lost my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when it's a soft good that can't, that's not exactly easily breakable. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because like, so, yo, all, something new that's happened since, pause, since the last episode that we... Yo, I went to Fidens. Shout out to Fidens. I got some.
Fidens. So you're like super crafty. Like, I just got the good old Sierra Nevada. Like,
yo, if I wasn't drinking this, that's what I would be drinking.
This is the TBT.
Mm-hmm. That's the
FBF.
That was the first beer that got me into IPAs.
Honestly, such a good one. Probably like that for me too. Like, I remember having one, I don't know, 9 years ago, 10 years ago.
Cheers, bro.
Yep. That Fidens, that's wild. Like, that's crazy how they're running things. And, like, I'd love to see their back end of things. Like,
yo, for real.
What are they getting paid? What does their accounting look like? Like,
I mean, oh, God. I was just talking about, like, a documentary of just, like, their process. Because it's, like, new shit. Every time I go there, it's something, like, it's, like, a list of new shit. Like, a bunch.
Oh, yeah. We have a place out my way. And they pump out something new every week. It's got it's got its own label. It's got its own thing. And it's got to be such a different, what's the word? I don't know. Plan of attack. Like a whole different, you know, it's not like Bush where they're like, we're going to use the same thing for 10 years with Bush. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely doing a bunch of shit. And actually, they broke ground on a new location, Fidens.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's going to be like a cool ass tap room, like a real deal place, kind of like Trogues. But
yeah, that's cool. Cause what, you guys have Duluth out your way, right? That's the other, like the closest, like
something like that. Yeah.
Laura and I stopped there when we were up your way.
We went a couple times. It was not bad, but I feel like Fidens is really on to something. Like whatever the fuck Fidens, Duluth only had like one or two IPAs. Like Fidens is like almost all IPAs.
Yeah, like, Duluth, we did like two flights, but the food was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, they do fucking slap with the food.
Yeah.
So today when I went by, like they're right around the corner from my house.
You should show that on the map right now because people don't realize it's literally like,
yo, I'm not.
You could throw a football from your front yard and hit their building.
I'm not trying to expose myself that hard, bro.
Oh shit. Sorry, cut that out.
I've already said too much, but I mean, hey, if you want to fucking make it down Central Avenue, be my fucking guest. Good luck. Fuck this street. But my point is, I went in there today, and I knew about the new location, so I got mad curious. I asked the lady, I'm like, so once this new location opens, are you guys still gonna keep this spot? And they said, yeah, just for production only. I was like, oh, break my heart.
Makes sense.
So it's going to be like a 20-minute drive now to like wherever they're set up at versus like you said, a football throw. You know, just chuck me one of these.
Yeah, they could. They could. They could throw it like over the other building and it would land in your front yard.
Yo, I'd be lying if I said I didn't look up a bank teller air tubes today or this past week. About trying to install them in your house because I thought that would be awesome as like a house feature until I looked it up.
I know back in the day, like not rich people, but like if you had money, you installed a vacuum compressor in your basement and you got a long ass hose and you carried that hose around your house and you plugged it into outlets and the whole vacuum machine was in the basement. It would be kind of like that kind of.
Yo, Leanne's parents got that shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen somebody have like, it's like a vent in the bottom of their kitchen cabinet.
Yeah.
It's like a little like, almost looks like a dustpan shaped area and you just
Yeah.
sweep stuff over to it and it just
Oh,
shoots it up.
yep, I've seen that.
Come on. It's 2023 and I'm, you know, what the fuck? Like,
Fanciness, man.
there's so much stuff out there that you don't know, like you have no idea about until you look into it.
Even having the laundry chute from the second floor into the basement, like that's like kind of bougie. Like, I don't
We
know.
thought about trying to put in a fake one so I could put yeah orders in into the little thing and it slides to like a bin and then I can take that bin to the car.
Oh shit.
That'd be fucking sweet, but that's way too much work. The yeah does definitely not make that much profit to warrant that. Yo, it took me an hour and a half to photograph, post on the store, write an email blast, and come up with an Instagram for that shit. For the three pads that I just dropped.
You need to hire an intern and then give them like summer credit or like add to their resume.
Yo, do you want to intern for a startup?
Yep,
I
there you
don't know.
go.
I don't know, man. But it definitely today was the first time I actually looked at the time and I was like, okay, if I say I lowballed myself and paid myself $15 an hour to do this, how much profit am I making off of these three pads after I've paid myself $15 an hour to generate all the content I just did? And it's like, this is just for fun, man. You know what it is? It's for an it's it, it, the yeah makes enough money to not be a suck hole. It makes enough money to stay fun, like it profits itself, but it's not a whole lot. Like I'm not gonna go fucking buy a car. I'm not gonna go buy a plane ticket with it. I'm gonna buy shirts and like send everybody that rocks one, you know, and put them up for sale. That's it.
Yo, so I got one for you. I got one
Okay.
for you. So one of my coworkers, she worked at her stepdad's t-shirt warehouse, whatever you want to call it. They were basically like the biggest t-shirt warehouse on the East Coast. It was kind of like indie merch or like one of these big ones. They had all these contracts and her stepdad like up and sold one day, and she had been there for 25 years, and she pretty much said, "Fuck this." She took 1,500 shirts when he sold the company, and she makes like I guess purses, like women's bags out of these t-shirts, and sells them for crazy money. And she's been doing it for like years now. I'm kind of butchering the story, but. It's, I don't know why I wanted to start telling this story now. I kind of lost myself already in like 20 seconds. But basically, she solely does that on Etsy, sells these bags for like 90 bucks and just keeps it going off of like cutting up t-shirts and selling them on her own.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know, like if you could find an audience for it. And yo, I dropped a reversible pad today. Like that was the first time I ever did a reversible joint.
Ooh, that's big. People are going to be into that. Like, they're going to want to switch up their colorway or like switch things up.
You'd be proud, dude. I should have sent you a photo before I did it, but I did half real tree camo, half flower, so it's like spring and fall.
I was hoping you were going to say camo. I was going to like hypothetically say camo, and I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, dude. I'm pumped on it because I like the juxtaposition of that shit, you know?
Yep.
And you also like the print's gonna last longer if you only have it exposed half the amount of time.
Yeah, even if it's just like UV exposure, you know, like not being in the sun or whatever.
Hold on one second. What's up? No, I'm okay. I'm completely cut. Good. Thank you, though. Where were we?
Don't know. Sometimes I just watch myself on the camera and I get like messed up because I'm staring at myself and I forget what my brain is doing because I'm looking at myself. Like, if we just recorded this with no images, I would be able to conduct my brain differently. But because I'm
Yeah.
looking at myself, I'm like, I can't do two things at once. I'm looking at my face and I'm like, oh, look at my beard. And my brain like forgets what it's doing.
Yeah. It adding the video the adding the video makes it a completely different game. It like before it felt like before with no video and I'm just talking into a microphone, like I think I did a couple solo ones and it it didn't feel that crazy. It kind of just felt like a weird radio show. But now that we have video, it's like you kind of want to show stuff, you know?
Yeah, today I had this daydream. So at work, we get like shipping crates and we have to spray paint our logo on the shipping crates, like with stencils. And our main company logo, we lost the stencil.
Oh, shit.
So I had one of the design girls send me our logo and I made it in like Tinkercad and I figured I'm going to print it over the weekend. So I'm doing this logo in Tinkercad at work and my coworkers are like, oh, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to print this at home. And like, I didn't even really think about it. They're like, what do you mean print? And I explained 3D printing. And they're like, oh, what the fuck? And I thought like, what if Matt did one of the tire levers, like in a video of like how you design the tire. Like, I don't know. Like I kind of like thought about that. Like I didn't realize anybody thought that was interesting till my coworkers were like, how are you doing that? And I was like, well, I'm just winging it. Like, I don't know that dawned on me at the time.
To like demonstrate some fusion.
Yeah, like if you pulled up the tire lever and you put the different spokes logo on it and you showed that, like, somebody would probably think that was really cool, like as a little demo.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's listening who wants to see it, comment, fucking subscribe, all that shit. I never even say that shit, you know? Fucking like and subscribe if you want to see a demonstration of how it's made. If people, that's a good point to fucking make is like when I try and talk to I can't talk to my wife about everything I'm a part of because some of the stuff she doesn't give a literal shit about. Like, she tells me all the time she doesn't want to know about how the sausage is made. Yep. So I'm dying to talk to people about how the sausage is made. I'm like, yo, what's this ChatGPT shit? Like, everything, you know? Like, I'm just an informational sponge. Just trying to learn as much as I can and keep up. So, you know, if people are interested, I'm definitely down to share. It's just like, you know, I've gone 10 years desperately trying to get people to watch these bike edits that I've put so much work into. And you know what? It's hit or miss. It's just fucking how it is. Like, so if somebody really wants to see some lever action and see how it's done, I absolutely will be down to inform.
Well, and it is really fun and rewarding to show somebody how something's done. Like I have this chick at work. She's super independent. She's like in the warehouse with me and like, she never worked with power tools ever. And I'll be like building something at work or doing something. And she's like, can you show me how to do that? And like I have grown men that aren't like, oh, how do you do that? And so I've like worked with this chick at work. She's like, oh, show me how to do that with a circular saw, or like show me how to like do this. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like I'm showing somebody else like these skills and it is rewarding. Like it feels good to like impart knowledge.
Yeah.
And you know, show somebody else new skills so they can become more independent. And like that feels good. And that like makes humanity better on a bigger scale. Like if people can do more things for themselves.
Right. Yeah, when somebody's actually wants to learn the, like for me, I'm just word vomiting towards my wife and she's like, can you stop? I just don't give a fuck about technology. Like as night and day, like, you know, yep. Like when somebody's like, hey, yeah, can you teach me how to use the circular saw on this one thing? And you're like, fuck yeah, this is
I,
how
like,
it is.
I look around like, am I being punked? Like, you really want to know how to do this? Like, I didn't think anything about it, but hell yeah, I'll show you how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yo, why do you sound so much more loyal talking about your wife? And I say, oh, this chick at work. Like, you sound like a way better human than I do.
No, man. I don't know about that.
I'm kidding.
Yo, let's, should we pull up some YouTube and watch some shit?
Yeah, because I've watched like one BMX edit in the past week. Like, I come home from work, I'm fucking fried, I make dinner, I take a shower, and I'm like, want to zone out.
And what have you been zoning out to lately?
It's embarrassing. I don't even want to tell you. it's what Laura wants to put on.
Right.
But we were watching Yellow Jackets. Have you seen that?
Not really. She's shown me a little bit.
It's pretty cool. It's like, what was that like football team or soccer team that crashed in like Ecuador or Peru or something? They ate each other.
Jesus.
This is kind of like that meets Lord of the Flies, and it's pretty good. But check it out. Yellow Jackets season 2 going on right now. There's my plug.
All right. I'll give that a shot. What do we want to pull up? You want to pull up the Hobie Doan?
Your feed is so different from mine.
This is all Vinny Salmon's YouTube. I was just on Vinny Salmon's YouTube page looking at some mad old animal shit.
Oh, we were talking about the Reed Stark, the Hobie Doan, yeah. Like kebab thing. That was pretty good.
So you already watched it?
Yeah. You sent that, and as soon as I saw sweets, I was like, I know that's gonna be good.
I haven't watched it yet.
And this was cool because a Kendama company put this out, and there's like 15 seconds of Kendama, and it's mostly BMX. Like, that is awesome to see.
Let's. All right, we got a plane. I don't know if it's cool or not to watch edits in their entirety and comment on them. So if it's a big fucking deal, let me know and I won't do this. But as far as I know, we're just trying to celebrate. Reed Stark got big bunnies. I mean, he's a tall guy, but he's got big bunnies. I mean, and Hobie does too, obviously. Yeah. They got big hop energy.
Well, like I said too, like I don't know how the vocals are gonna cut away from the video volume, but
real good.
The idea that a Kendama company put out a BMX. This is essentially a BMX edit. There, if you watch the entire thing, what is it? 7 minutes long? I'm telling you, there's
eight minutes long.
I'm telling you, there's 30 seconds of Kendama compared to BMX, and
oh,
just that right there is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's motherfuckers with some freedom, you know. It's not a stuffy brand, you know. It's not Colgate. It's Sweets Kendamas, which I don't know anything about them motherfuckers at all, but I got a feeling that they're down to earth.
Yeah, a little tiny bit of Kendama, you got 5 seconds of it, and then it's like boom, right back into BMX. Somebody throwing 10 seconds of Kendama, whatever you want to say, and then somebody's doing a bar spin, and then, you know.
What's that in the background there? The fucking, whatchamacallit?
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower's in the background, dude. That makes it cool as shit.
Look, yeah, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. So Kendama clip, BMX clip.
Keep it going. Yeah.
Whole BMX run.
He did a 180 bar on grass? Damn, dude. That's I was talking to somebody about this, like bunny hopping. Oh, I was talking to Howard, like bunny hopping off of grass is almost like more street. Second song. I like that the filming's not annoying. It's just nice. Like, good filming, good editing, good song choices.
Well, that's a pretty wild overlap of Kendama and BMX. Like, I've seen Kendama edits, and they film just like BMX. Like, they fully understand it. And then, like, Fleet, they're all about picking up, like, multi-sport athletes, whatever you want to call that. Like, they have guys that skate, they have guys that inline, they have guys that ride BMX. And
Hobie,
they're like all about that Venn diagram of their lives.
Yeah. Hobie really does fucking kill it. I mean, Reed does too. God damn. Is that it? No, we're not even... We just hit halfway. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I jumped on my bike and jumped up and did a bar spin like during quarantine?
So my volume of the edit is way louder than your voice.
Just put that one out there. Do you want me to turn it down?
I'm just letting you know, like,
is that better?
There you go. The edit was like completely like overshadowing you.
Oh, my bad, dude. Thank you for letting me know. There you
go. That is way better. Like, that's probably helping everybody else out.
So it's recording. I have it set to record very, very quiet, but it does have a tendency to be very, very loud.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just me or like the entire pod altogether, but that is way better to have like lower volume on the edit and higher volume on us.
Yeah. Yeah. I had it set so it records that way, but I wasn't sure how it sounded on your end. I don't know why it records so loud, but it does. So many sick spots. You know, you take for granted how many sick spots get put in succession like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, they have one clip on a spot that looks like you could ride that for hours.
Yeah.
I think they're in France. You know, they're in some obscure French town doing all this stuff.
And I like that they're both, like, a part of different brands. That's what also makes this kind of sick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like, it's clear that I'm sure that they get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was sick. God damn. I like that Hobie's like low key tech. It's like not very obvious that it's super tech. The over ice was champ. Oh, what a nice little pocket punch. Oh, nice. Dual back peggage. Oh my fucking God. I will never, ever understand rail rides. I tried to do a ledge ride and ruined my shoulder forever. Fuck a rail ride. Damn.
See, with four pegs though, like, it's not that bad, because if you blow off, like, you just fall on two of your pegs, or like you fall in the grass, or
yeah, it's almost like you, if you have enough prowess and like repetition underneath your belt, you can just, okay, this is Switchsmith, okay, this is Regsmith, like whatever you fall into, you can kind of familiarize yourself out of it.
Yeah.
But then you see shit like Eric Lichtenberger. He did a rail ride up a rail with no pegs.
Yeah.
I love seeing this shit where it's like a modern ass spot. This is like that's like a 2023 spot right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That shit looked brand new. Did Elon build that? Come on.
Oh yeah, you know, in Europe this. You have these spots that look like they've never been touched ever, and
oh shit, it's still going. Nice.
It's in my opinion, it's awesome seeing that compared to a completely black ledge that's been ridden thousands of times.
Also, these dudes are not like, it's almost like they know better than to do some shit that, you know. They have some sort of idea of what they're doing. So, do you remember Hacky Sack?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know, all nerdiness aside, my senior year of high school, I would play Hacky Sack. Like, they didn't used to let you in the school until a certain time. So, if your bus got there, you had to stand outside. And I would play Hacky Sack on the sidewalk of my school because they didn't let you inside until a certain time.
Yo, for real?
Yeah.
So
I went to kind of like a hood ghetto school, and you weren't allowed inside until like
everyone was there. Cause my school, they had kids. I mean, the kids kind of just smoked cigarettes before school, but during lunch, our hacky sack was so big that our school had a hacky sack court that you could go outside to during lunch.
Oh, we weren't that big. We were a group of like 8 people that were fucking dorks, and we played Hacky Sack. Like, it was not that big.
That's all it was here too. But for some reason or other, they paid like an they pay, like put some pavers down for like an 8x8 square. And hacky sack was like such a thing, and I feel like the kendama shit is like just like it.
Yeah, I mean, well, and yeah, hacky sack you could do by yourself, like you could, but it was fun with more people.
Yep.
Kendama, like, yeah, you are doing it by yourself. It is fun, like it's, you know, whatever you want to call it. I enjoy seeing interdisciplinary skills. Like, if somebody rides BMX, what else do you do? Do you only ride BMX? Do you ride BMX and play kendama? Do you ride BMX and 3D print, you know, fun projects? Like, what do you do? And like, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, Reed and other people have exposed me to things outside of BMX that I enjoy.
Yo, did you get in the latest issue of Dig, did you see the Reed Stark Burning Man article?
Yeah.
I didn't get all the way through it. I started to read it, but it like, I discovered Burning Man. I never went, but Leanne and I went onto a trip to DC. We happened to go into an exhibit and it was all about Burning Man, and I was fucking captivated.
Oh yeah. Like I knew about it for years, and Reed going to it, like if you look at the pictures, it's so cool how difficult that probably was to shoot those pictures, because absolutely. Everything is white and the sun is blazing. So just the idea dust that you could get quality pictures while you're there. And I think he dropped an edit like with all EDM music and like nightlife.
Let's fucking pull it up. Let's do it. Yeah, would it be a Dig BMX? Cool.
Just like shooting something again outside of BMX. There you go. Oh wait, I thought that was it.
2 years ago.
Shooting something outside of BMX, but mildly BMX related is awesome. It might have been through Dig. Like I think
I hit Dig and there's a live premiere of Reed Stark's bike check happening right now this second.
I watched like 3 minutes of that and I might sit down for the rest, but I think Wes McGrath did the edit for Burning Man.
Oh,
that helps. Like maybe it's under like Dig or something.
Cause I typed in Dig BMX Reed Stark.
Maybe do Reed Burning Man. I'm telling you, it was like mostly EDM.
Reed Stark at Burning Man. Yo, yeah,
it's mostly EDM.
15 minutes, sick.
Oh, the art that he wrote is wild. Like he has a handful of clips that are just awesome.
Reed Stark's got a YouTube page. You got a subscriber, bro. Fuck yeah. All right, let me piss real quick.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're good.
The stuff that he rides was completely not intended to be ridden, which is awesome too.
Yeah, exactly. Let me piss real quick and I'll be right back. Matt's buzzed, little buzz.
Both of us or just you?
I don't know. Are you buzzed at all?
I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
Nice. I had a 7%er. Now I'm on 4%er. So I'm trying to.
That's the move.
Yo, I had this idea of like where the line is for drinking.
Let's hear it.
I mean, it might be because Fiden's stuff gives me headaches, whatever. It feels like if I have 2 8%ers, I might get it. I'll have a headache the next day. So my concept is staying under 20. Think of like the percentages of the beers. And if you add them up, stay under the number 20.
So it's all about drinking water, being hydrated, and like how much fruit you consume on a daily basis. Like it's all about how hydrated your body is. And that's how your body processes alcohol.
Right. What I'm saying is I noticed that if I have 2 8%ers from Fiden's and I try and drink water and I even go to bed feeling pretty normal, I still might wake up with a headache. But it's like if I shy away from the number 20 to like 15, 16, 17, be all right.
So can you drink 4% Busch beers and be good, or where are you at?
No, what I'm saying is like 15 is really more like the magic number. My goal is to keep it under 20. Like, don't overdo it. I don't want to wake up like really bummed out the next day.
Do you want to drink 2 8% beers or 5 4% beers?
Kind of like a mixture. Yeah.
So both?
Yeah. So it's like I'll drink one.
Science.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna use the sum of 20 to keep myself from overdoing it. So if I had one 7%er, and then I had one 4.5%er, and now I'm on my second 4.5%er. So now it's like I'm right there at the limit of 20, and that's where I dial it back.
Okay, so I'm at 28 out of 20.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's awesome. That's a cool.
I had to like think about it. Like, you're asking me to do math and I'm like, "Oh fuck, how do I do this?"
Dude. All right. We can leave that in if you want.
It's Friday. I don't care. Bring it on.
This is this Reed Stark joint. Reed Stark at Burning Man. When I went in DC and saw the museum exhibit, I came home that day and would like watch so much YouTube about Burning Man, like that night, like I couldn't stop. Especially because like they had gowns and outfits at the museum from the actual event, and they looked way sicker than anything I ever saw on Game of Thrones.
Wait, turn the volume down on the edit.
Okay. How's that?
Okay, way better. Yeah, now, like, so anybody listening, like, do they need that volume? Or, like, where are we, like, should we have, like, an even medium?
I can punch it up or down in post.
Okay.
I wonder if he's, like, schmoozing with these people so we can ride the full pipe.
That's exactly it. But, like, I just love filming. Look how crazy the background is of like trying to film out there in that desert.
Yeah, he's a bestie too. You see this? I'm a little jealous of the vest.
Well, it's crazy how many like art structures, whatever you want to call them, were applicable to riding. He rides like 10 different things.
This is so sick, man. I would have never brought my bike to Burning Man because I just would have been like, shit's gonna get out of hand or some shit.
I think I did read something where he said, "I know my bike is gonna get destroyed by the sand. Like, give me one bike, it's gonna get destroyed, and then that's the end of it."
Nice. Auction it off at the end, you know, for charity or some shit, because it's really not that bad. You know, some kid out there could use it. Yo, it's crazy that some people spend all year working on something that they're going to burn at the end of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And some people don't necessarily burn their exhibit, but like the fact that they brought in a whole airplane hangar or whatnot.
Yeah.
Every year or whatever. Or like that thing in the fucking background, the giant vehicles. Like, none of it makes sense. But that's what's so sick about it, is like it's a radical community in a way. Like, oh shit, somebody's trying to call me. A 223 number, man. I don't know you.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Oh!
I have two buddies at work that were, all three of us are into the same kind of stuff. And I keep telling them, like, I want to go to the gathering so bad. Like, at the festival, the gathering is like the number one thing I want to go to. And I think it's like 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, we got to go. Like, I want to go so bad.
Is it once a year at a specific location?
Yeah, it's in Ohio, and it's 4 or 5 days, I think in July. And the tickets, like, it's like camping tickets, and I think it's, I don't know, $250, $200. Mm-hmm. But I've just seen so many gathering videos over the years that it looks amazing.
Would you paint your face for it too?
I would paint my entire head. Bring it on. I'll paint my face. Dude, did I ever tell you the story about like that? Did I ever tell you the face paint story? So no. Me and Laura, like, we're at like some little kid birthday party and they're painting little kid faces, and somehow I got conned into getting my face painted. And with my beard and being bald, the girl doing the face painting like didn't know how to paint my face and ended up doing most of it like on my head. And it was like this giant joke because she painted more of my head than my face. I don't know if that like translates to being funny or not, but it was funny at the time.
That's definitely funny.
Yeah, because she was like, I can't paint your face, but I can paint your head. Like, I don't know. It was funny.
You got pictures?
Somewhere. Not at the moment, but yeah. It's like a running joke.
Now that we've confirmed that you would probably paint your face for the gathering, would you go nips out for the Burning Man?
Oh God, no, because I get sunburned so bad. Like I'd be like real shook because like I'm pale, like I get sunburned real crazy. Like I would not do well in the desert at all.
Wow, look at all the sand and the dirt that was on that bike.
Oh yeah.
Ew, guy. My God.
And it's almost like ocean residue. Like if your bike was by the ocean, like that salt spray, that's what that desert shit seems like.
And of all places that they do this at, like the origination of Burning Man was at a beach. Now it's in a desert.
It's got to just be like a public area with no rules that you can do whatever you want and there's no issues.
Yeah, but it's almost like the only reason it's no issues is because it's a desert.
Yeah.
So interesting.
The edit honestly gets a little long-winded, but you get the gist of it. Like it's cool to see.
Yeah. I mean,
like you get the lifestyle, you get what they're doing, you get what's taking place.
It's his adventure.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people too. Like 80,000 or some shit, right?
That sounds right.
Should we pull up the DAC high and low edit after this?
Oh yeah, because I'm up in the air. Like, so I want to order a new pair of riding shoes.
Yeah.
But I also want a new pair of chillers, like selfishly.
Sick.
And I'm trying to like decide what I want.
But hell yeah, he went all the way up on that.
For me, I got short legs and highs are too tall for me. So I don't know. I'm always weird about shoes. I'm always like, what do I do? Where do I want to go?
Yeah. Mids?
I'm a mids guy. Yeah, like I'm a mids, like riding mids with pants, but if it's shorts.
But chillers you can go low on, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like if I'm chilling, I'll wear slip-ons. But
expose some ankle, you know, hike up your skirt.
Yeah. But really my only point is that highs are too high for short legs with pants.
I'm quote unquote tall, and I still think highs make my legs look like sausages. So I agree with it, even as a taller person.
I don't think you know my pain, dude. I'm a 32-28.
I definitely don't.
28. Do you know that pain? Like
I don't.
Try finding some 28s out there.
But I definitely know how to hem your jeans if you really need help. Yeah. Because, you know, you can cuff your jeans too. But, like, I've seen some people, like, cuff their jeans way too much where it looks like they've rolled it two or three times. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Get this guy a pair of scissors. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I feel like Burning Man would be too much for me. It'd be cool for, like 3 days, and I'd be like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, like you have to have stamina. You have to be dedicated. Like I'm committed to this for 5 days. Like,
yeah,
I agree. I might peak at 2 days. 2 days, I'm tired. I gotta go home.
Yeah, I fucking snorted a whole line of fucking desert dust.
Yeah,
I got. Oh, dude, when I was a little kid during Halloween parade, I got glow stick juice in my eye, and I remember it as a kid. It's still like one of the traumas that sticks with me, is like one of the most painful moments of my entire life.
You actually felt it?
Yeah, I felt it. you could see it glowing in my eye. Maybe that explains why I'm so weird now.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that shit was rough. And I was like young too. I remember feeling like, man, I'm a freshie. What the fuck? Like, my eyes are still good, like still brand new, and somebody just fucked them up.
No contacts yet.
Yeah. All right. Is there any more writing to this? I mean, I don't want to cut this short.
I know.
No disrespect to Reed.
Out of a 15-minute edit, I respect the whole edit, but you have a minute of writing.
Let's skip over to.
I'm glad you made the call.
Hey, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to host a show, produce a show, I guess. Whatever the fuck we're doing, right? You know. I mean, I can't believe that there's a pump track there. Like, it just so happened to be a fucking pump.
Exactly.
Track.
Yeah.
That's tight as fucking tits. And the place is so big. The fact that he like found it and figured it out too.
Yep.
Like it's not as easy as just Google searching.
And like you saw his tires, dude, look at those tires. They're mostly white with that freaking sand or that salt or whatever you call that.
Yeah. It looks like he's a little apprehensive of the ground. But he's getting it where he can, you know?
Just the resolution of the exposure, whatever the hell the camera person word is, but like the footage, how crazy blown out and how bright it is, like that had to be so hard to film and work with.
Yeah. All right, I think it's time for Dak. Dak Daddy, high and low. Catch you later, Reed. So I guess there's a breakdown. I couldn't watch.
You had the edit that was like amazingly good. The edit, like watch it TV big. Awesome, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did the podcast like reviewing the whole edit.
I didn't listen to the podcast.
Me either. Dude, like you and I have talked about, like drive to work. I don't watch podcasts. I listen to them. And as soon as people are reviewing videos, I'm like, fuck, sorry, lost me.
But that's what we're doing right now.
That's the irony. That's what I always think about. I'm like, I want to talk shit on
Yeah. And you know what? If there's something interesting that happened during that podcast, let us know and we'll check it out. Like, I'm not saying I'm too good for anything. I'm just we're clinging to the walls as it's scraping by. That's all we're doing in life. That's all anyone is ever doing. It's
that dude. My brain is always like, here's where I'm at. Here's what I want to do. What's in between? Like, yep, I'm torn.
Can you hear the edit right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I have it turned down so low that I can't, but it's all good. I can't hear shit. But this was fucked up. That clip is fucked up.
Yep.
He's definitely a hanger daddy, that's for sure. And a nosy poppy.
Yep. I love that yellow frame colorway, whatever you call that. Like, not a post-it note yellow, but like a bone yellow. I don't know. What do you call that?
Good question. Folder? Manila folder yellow?
Oh, yeah, folder yellow.
Yeah, it's an odd color. Looks good, though.
I love too that he bases his wardrobe on the spot that he's riding. So if he's riding a white wall, he might wear a black outfit. Or if he's like riding something black, he'll wear a white outfit. Dude, genius.
I don't know how he gets those hanger pop-ins with both tires. Like, it's like his tires are extra sticky, you know? Sometimes he does like little finesse things that are like Chase D Hart swaggy.
There was some like BTS edit a little while ago, and they showed somebody spraying 3M adhesive on a wall.
Mm.
And I never thought of that. I thought that was super interesting. Like, oh, you want to do this wall ride? Like, spray this adhesive on there.
Don't you remember? That was really epic. Don't you remember S&M Please Kill Me, where Stricker was spraying orange soda on the wall?
I remember stuff like that and like using deodorant as wax, but I just never formally saw somebody use 3M adhesive wall for a wall ride.
The official ingredient.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like actually seeing it on camera.
Yeah. You know, after trying to ride Free Coaster for about like 1 week, you know, 2 days tops,
mm-hmm.
I got a whole new respect for everybody riding Free Coasters. Like,
dude, you're even more of a trooper than I am. I lasted 20 minutes and I was like, fuck it. I was like, I remember to this day, I was at Grind Lab. I put my Colt Free Coaster wheel on. I lasted 20 minutes. I realized I bitch pedal every 30 seconds. I can't do this. And I had the wheel off in a half hour. And I sold it within like a day. I was like, I can't ride Free Coaster. I freaking suck at this.
Yeah. I'm a cassette boy through and through.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna keep the coaster. I think I'm gonna build up a second bike with it just for funsies. It's fun being dead silent.
The coaster gave me like calf cramps, like hurt me in my taint. Like I just couldn't even ride with it. I was like, I'm so rigid from my waist down. I can't even do this.
When's the last time you rode?
Oh my God, like rode and did something I wanted to do or rode to like test a product?
Rode, like just pedaled your cranks.
Rode to test a product was in the last like quarter. I don't know. Way longer than I want to admit. The last time I did something I want to do, like, I don't know, disgustingly long. I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. Like I haven't landed anything I wanted to do in you know, I don't even want to admit how long it's been since I did something I wanted to do.
Are you working out or anything?
Yeah, I split wood. I fucking walk 5 miles a day at work. Like, I don't know, not intentionally working out, but I'm always doing something, doing yard work or
passively active
shit around.
Yeah, that's good. So you don't feel like, you probably don't feel as washed as I feel.
No, I feel fine every day. Like, you know, like I said, I walk 5 miles at work every day and then I come home and I either like split wood or push the mower around or like, I don't know, do some form of yard work.
That was sick. Fucking hell yeah, Dak. I remember when Dak rode in a fucking helmet as like a little kid to the Ramones. He was such a little kid back then, and he was fucking really good back then too, man.
It was cool hearing that Hoder podcast about how he knew Dak like years ago. That was cool.
Yeah, that was a really good episode.
There's been a lot of good podcast episodes or whatever you want to call them, like recently of like weird overlaps that I wasn't totally ready for.
Like what else?
Oh fuck! So it was Hoder with Dak. Not BMX related, but there was a Steve-O one recently that I forget what the hell it was, but it was something with Steve-O from like way back. The other one I really liked was that Sher one, the BMX in our blood with Sher. Like,
yo.
I liked that a lot. That was good. That was really insightful. Like, I enjoyed that entire podcast.
Yeah. That was cool. I feel like you never get to hear from Ryan Scher, and it sounds like he was a little bit of a wildcat in his younger days, and
I think he's still fucking wild. I think he's still nuts now and so goal-driven. Like, he has a good head on his shoulders. Like, what he was saying, it was like, wow, yeah, like, he's exactly right. Like, he was nailing it.
I would like to see some more footage of him. He's always got a good style. I feel like he's one of those shorter dudes who looks really good on a bike, you know? Like, taller dudes don't... It's unforgiving to be tall in BMX.
Yeah.
Some dude... Like, I feel like Ryan Scher is one of those few few people that look hanger to like tire slide. Huh. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I feel like I don't even know how tall Scher is, but I have a feeling he's probably like 5-something. I'm sure Dak's 5-something. What do you think Nathan Williams is, 6-something?
You know, everybody probably falls in between like 5.5 and 6.5. Like that foot encompasses everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's one of the most fucked up clips. Like committing into that nose.
Oh, yeah.
Sick. Curb. Boosh. Ew. Boosh. Boosh. It's kind of like disheartening to see all the other like links pop up before the guy's banger's over with.
It's I've thought about that before too, because it blocks like, I don't know, 2/3 of the screen.
It's like, can we just add some black video to this just to drag that out so it doesn't happen? You know?
Yeah, and some do.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, but it's just like a nicety. Like, could we at least have that?
Yeah.
I'm in my subscriptions now. Should we pop up anything else?
I did not do enough prep. I didn't think about enough.
We're an hour deep right now.
I feel like I've seen a couple good things. Like, not sure though.
Are people going to actually listen to this and watch this?
Are they going to be an hour deep in our rambling?
And be like, yeah, let me hear some more of these shitheads.
I hope we have like some good personality stuff. not just BMX related. Damn, who was just somebody was just talking about like BMX related versus like life related. I tried watching this and I was like, sometimes the BTS stuff, I'm like, I'm fucking bored after right. 4 minutes.
I never watched these, so you showed that one for me.
I didn't mean to be a hater, but like that edit, I was like, oh, I'm fucking bored after 4 minutes.
Ooh, I got an idea for you. Do you mind if I go grab another brewski and I'll be right back?
Yeah, bring it on.
Should I make this a real messy edit where I have to edit every single thing out?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Don't take the easy way out. Don't say, oh, I'm just going to let this run for an hour straight. Just got to chop every point up.
Florence Pugh, more like Florence Hugh.
Yep.
God damn. Ooh, I just got shocked by some shit.
There's definitely podcasts where I listen and I'm like, are you smoking weed or are you drinking beer? Like, do you fade throughout the podcast? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you getting more shitty throughout this?
Am I?
Oh, no, not you. I mean, like anybody on the podcast, like how are things going?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it together, you know?
I mean, it's Friday night. Fuck it. Like, I'm going to like black out on the couch. Like, whatever.
So So your wife is gone for the night. My wife was going to be gone for the night. I ended up actually coming home. So
yeah.
She's downstairs watching TV while I'm handling some business, hanging out, BMXing it up. Yeah. Did you see Chester Blacksmith, his Insight Park got posted?
Nope.
Let's watch that, dude. It's worth a watch. Yeah, have you seen it? You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah, way back. But I didn't know it like popped up recently.
So Shad Johnson with Snake by BMX keeps posting older edits or older videos in their entirety in sections and shit. But I feel like Chester's one of those legends that's like really put his name out there. Just like Hodor did a lot of shit. Like that ice pick.
I wish things were still that simple, because as soon as things became not that simple, I became like irrelevant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wish you could just do one trick and it was cool. Like that, not anymore.
I mean, it's still that way, but you know, it's just whatever you're paying attention to.
You know what I mean though? Like back then you could do like one big quick trick and that was it.
Yeah, you gotta really come with your A game to stand out these days, that's for sure. Right foot forward, right side pegs. Pegs of ice. This was fucked up, dude. That's the thing that fucked Gary Young up real bad. That rail, remember?
Yep.
Was he trying the same exact thing or no? I forget. I
mean, that's going back 15 years.
I think Gary Young's left side pegs.
That was half my life ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to Gary. Shout out to Chester Blacksmith. We're on the internet being ignorant.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, look, my cat's here. I felt something sniffing my leg. I swear to God. No, no cat. That was just my aux cord.
You know, I hear some people that they'll do a podcast and they have this encyclopedic memory. And I'm sorry. I do not have that. Like, I remember blurry stuff or like glimpses of stuff. And without like looking back into it, unfortunately, my brain is not there when it comes to. Like, I hear some people in podcasts, and I love it because they are sharp. And I couldn't do that without, like, notes.
Yo, I have some stuff in, like, locked in my memory, but other things. Yo, I went to go show Leanne Megator, and I was like, man, this didn't age well. She's like, I can't watch it because the camera's too shaky. It's making me nauseous. Oh. And I'm like, you're not wrong.
Well, and yeah, you're so jaded nowadays with the quality of filming and how things are for like major motion pictures. But back then it wasn't a big deal.
I don't mind because it's like so much. I already have so much vested into this. I'm already so interested. I'm like, it's kind of sort of shaky. I can see it. I'm not ignorant to it, but it's also like that's Dave Losado. So I'm just like. Fucking sitting on my hands, like watching. Oh my God, David Sato. But you know, that's just progression. You know, progression of video work, video editing, production, all that shenanigans. So here's a random. Let's click on something random here.
Oh, dude, I thought about watching this, and I read the description, and I was like, but like I kind of recognized the name, but it was on my list to watch.
I got the edit sound in my speakers now this time. I can actually hear it. Dig, y'all gotta like do like a 20-minute podcast with every random person that you're posting.
Well, and so like for that our was end, cool. Like I listened to Steve-O's podcast, and he like adamantly talks about being a better conversation engager, whatever that word would be, but like talking to people and like creating more conversation. So I think about if somebody's not watching this, they're listening, they don't know what we're watching right now.
Yeah, we were watching Draven Whelan.
I think about like that intro of we should have introduced this, said like this is so-and-so, this is what's going on, and the listener has an idea. Like, dude, there's all those mechanics that I'm always thinking about.
That you make a good point, and that's something we'll pause the video this second. We're watching, we're on the Dig BMX YouTube channel. We're watching Draven Whelan X Dig BMX. It just came out 4 hours ago. 891 views. Where's this guy from?
If you go to the description,
Pacific,
I think like
Northwest,
France, maybe
filmed in Morocco.
I think.
He's a Pacific Northwest ripper filmed in Morocco and France.
That's what it was. I knew I read the description and I couldn't think of what it was, so that's awesome. Because I think it was have been the Hoder podcast with Unclicked, and they were some, I could be totally wrong, don't call me out, but I think it was Unclicked. Hoder said, you know, who should you be watching right now? And he said Draven. I think that's the same guy.
Oh, sick. So this guy just happened to go on like a nice little tour of international flights and shit.
Yeah.
Here, he's got big Angus energy.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. I still can't wait for the Angus interview. Like whenever you're going to come the fuck down here, like bring it on.
It's going to be sick.
So I have off next Friday, just saying. So I have off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just saying. More than welcome. Come down. Bring it on.
That was fun. It was short, sweet. Short and sweet. Draven, get some more clips, man. That shit was sick. You know? It was a good little joint. Anything else you want to watch?
Put me on the spot. I mean, I know there was stuff like, actually, I'm lying. Like throughout the week, I was like so balls to the wall with work that I did not keep up with shit. There was probably something in the past like 2 weeks, but you gotta fix your feed a little bit. You need a BMX feed.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit in here.
I mean, I'll watch anything. Well, like I'm down for anything, but I was like looking for BMX stuff. Oh, this the LFS3, the friends section. That was something that like was a big deal that came out.
Yeah. I think the other section came out too. The somebody else's section. Right?
Oh, yeah, it's been a couple now. It's been somebody new like every week or so, I think.
Ooh. What did I hit play on? I didn't hit play on nothing. Dig Locals, Justin Coble. Is this from Russia? What's up? Oh, I wanted to talk about the, my bad. I fucked it all up. I wanted to talk about the Nathan 10-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
What I love about Nathan is, like, he never gets it easy. Like, in his crashes.
No. He goes for stuff that is not first try. It's like, you got to put your heart and soul into it, and he definitely works for it.
He legitimately makes it look first try when he does land his shit. I'm not trying to say he's sketchy one bit, but it's obvious, like, he'll handle worst case scenario, get back up and do it again. Like that's just so fucking, that's why he's at the top of the sport with Garrett and everybody else, you know?
Yep.
Cool music. different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even make sense to me, honestly.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Did you watch that Seth Basham edit yet?
Not his edit. No, I'm working through his the podcast you guys did. I'm like, I don't know, a third of the way through that.
Oh, we bring up his edit and we start talking about it and shit.
Oh shit, I'm not that far through yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think once
like I said, I get home and I like cook dinner and then I'm like, fuck, I'm fried. I don't know.
Cooking dinner is like making food to me is like one of the best things in general. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like when you're on a computer all day, you're like, you know, cooking is kind of cool. You know, it's like a user experience type thing. Like I wish I
every night I'm like cooking dinner, cutting something up or mixing something. I'm like, I could have just ordered dinner. Like I'm like so salty the whole time.
Really, you are? That's funny.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, you could order pizza or spend 35 minutes freaking making something.
Yeah. And we do that. Sometimes we lean into we can get Chipotle delivered at our house, so it's like really treacherous.
We have a pizza place at the bottom of our road and like the top of our road. So between those two, I'm just always like, can we order pizza? Can we just get wings? Like it's so much faster, like than making something.
You kind of just gotta sometimes.
Yeah.
Yo, here's one. Between Sea and Pine 5.
Yeah, I have this on my list. I definitely wanted to like watch this big on the TV. I remember their other ones.
I've never seen any of these.
So these are fucking amazing. These are good.
Cool. Marana's. Edney's Marana's.
Like this reminds me of either my riding or how I desired my riding to be. Like I really enjoy these.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Like just like the effort that goes into the spots and where the spots are located, it reminds me of Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania, or like a mountain somewhere, or just not a mainstream spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the dude is riding a beach in Scotland or something. Like, where is that? Like, it was in the middle of nowhere.
Is it all one person?
I forget how they were structured, but he's literally riding like a World War II, I don't know, war bunker, like military something or other.
Mm-hmm. Between Sea and Pine 5, if anybody following along isn't understanding what we're watching right now, he's pegless. He's got the Manny 180s. He's left foot forward. He's hitting the workout rails. He got the bar spins.
And so any riding where there's no humans and you land in brush is appealing.
Yeah, it's almost like BMX ASMR because there's no one around.
Exactly. This is my favorite stuff to watch. This is so appealing to me.
It's like peaceful because there's nobody like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah. There's nobody in the way. There's nobody.
Y'all know wheelies? Y'all ain't no wheelie.
Do a kickflip.
Come on, Tony Hawk, do a backflip. Do a backflip, Tony Hawk. I think you're talking about Dave Mira. Who's that? You don't know. Sorry. He reminds me of the Clan, Declan Murray. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting Declan vibes a little bit.
I watch this kind of edit, and this is this makes me envious of I wish I lived there. Like, that's the kind of place I want to live. Like, this is so appealing.
That Hang 5 was sick.
I'm glad you picked this. Like, I meant to watch this. I haven't seen it yet. And, like, it's making me so happy to see all this stuff.
Yeah, this guy's sick. I would have never watched it. Shout out to this podcast for making me watch bike videos. Sometimes he's brakeless, sometimes he's got brakes, sometimes he's got pegs, sometimes he don't. Keeps it interesting. Kind of Rich Fornish a little bit. Rich Fornishen. Yo, do you remember Justin KTS?
Yeah.
You follow like some of the reels he's made, like shooting vertically with his DSLR, like his bike riding clips. It's like a year or two past now. He's like
probably
he hasn't done it for a while.
Like at his family's cabin, like relaxing more than I see. Or like he lives in
Pittsburgh.
Greenville, yeah. Greenburg, Green something or other. Yeah.
Yeah. He was posting riding clips, shooting with his camera, like just going out and riding a little bit, and like just normal nibby shit, but just shot exquisitely. And I was like, dude, you just invented something. He's one of those dudes that are like so dope at shit that they don't even give a fuck. They like keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Just so sick at whatever they do. And his drawings, everything, man. He makes me feel like such a hack. Like, here I am, fucking on the internet forever, and that dude's over there, like...
doing a long-winded podcast, an hour and 30 minutes in, watching an edit. But no, seriously, like...
Yeah.
This riding, I can't say enough, this is the best kind of riding. This is the absolute most appealing kind of riding. Nobody has ridden that, like...
explorative riding.
Yeah.
Ooh, worst case like, scenario right there.
Don't totally call me out, but like this is like East Coast riding now, where like the East Coast is totally blown up. Unless you're in, I don't know, Pennsylvania, like middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. Like this is what the East Coast used to be of nobody ever rode that. Nobody ever saw that. Nobody has ever been here or done that. Like, dude, that was so good. That was my favorite thing I've watched in the last 3 months. 4 months easily.
Nice editing, nice music. I just hit like on it.
Amazing.
Shout out to them. Fucking, let's see what it says. It's always a treat when an email from Matt Copeland and his two brothers, Andy and Rowan, land in our inbox. They're back with another installment of Unseen Pine, filmed around Norwich, UK and surrounding Norfolk coastline. Never a boring spot in this series. Yeah.
So literally, I will not be offended. Exit out of this podcast right now. Watch that edit. This is the grab a beer, sit down on your couch, watch a big on the TV. This is the best thing you'll watch like in this quarter.
Seeing Pine 5.
Yep. So it's good.
5 minutes long. Hell yeah.
I say we like ended on a high note. That was fucking awesome. Like I'm so hyped on that. I want to literally rewatch it on the TV after we saw it, like little teeny tiny, like little tech box on the computer. Yeah. Like I want to watch that again. It was that fucking good. That was so good.
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds like a great idea.
And it's 8 o'clock and I fucking didn't eat dinner. So I'm ready to go.
It's about that time.
Yep. Awesome. Solid right, podcast. Man. What are we? Hour and a half?
Yep.
$130 in. A little bit more than normal. Like we were fucking smoking weed. We were drinking beers. We were talking about weird stuff.
We're smoking beers. We got to do what smoking we got to do, man. Cheers, man. Thank you for another episode.
Hell yeah. Have a good night, man.
You too.